A recent financial analysis of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's new state budget shows that expected tax revenue has dropped by more than $600 million since February. Karen DeWitt reports the decline may be caused by the anticipated federal tax reductions proposed by the Trump administration.
E.J. McMahon with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center says part of the reason is that wealthier New Yorkers may be delaying some capital gains benefits because they hope that President Trump and the Republican-led Congress will lower the tax rate on those transactions.
There's speculation that high-income taxpayers and employers are anticipating a federal tax cut as soon as this year, which has prompted a good number of them to delay deal-making and to shift potential capital gains income a year later.
The governor's division of the budget revised revenue estimates down halfway through the last fiscal year, so there was not an unexpected budget gap. McMahon with the Empire Center says the state may be able to eventually get back some of that revenue. If President Trump and Congress fail to achieve tax reform in the next few months, then they may go ahead and complete those transactions anyway.
The prospects for a congressional agreement with the Trump administration on a tax cut are dimmer than they were earlier in the year. And to a certain extent, a lot of the high rollers we're talking about have to decide whether they're willing to wait forever to cash in their gains or make a deal that's pending.
McMahon says there are bigger threats, though, to the state's budget, as well as to New York's economy. Proposals have surfaced in Congress to eliminate itemized deductions for state and local taxes. That could drive wealthier New Yorkers from the state. And a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, could leave the governor and lawmakers grappling with a multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.